This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Quite a few Americans have some questions about the president's current mental fitness. As somebody who spends, I can see you shaking your head.
Yes.
So what's your response to that?
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, it is. It's really important, Jimmy. Look, all the data. Look, I did Bob Dole's eulogy today. He asked me in his deathbed whether I would do his eulogy. Now, because I took 50 billion barrel, million barrels out of the, what they call the oil petroleum reserve, and we're just getting started.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I want to try something new, to go beyond politics to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure.
What I'd really like to do is something extraordinary. Something big, something mega, something copious, something capacious, something kajunga. But I'll probably end up working at
CNN. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I've got this, I found a story on Chasten Buttigieg. That's the husband of the Secretary of Transportation. This is what he ran up his loans in. Bachelor's degree in theater and global studies. That was in 2014, 2017. Master's in education. Whew. Wow, that's a biggie. 2020, Harvard Institute of Politics fellow. Oh, really? That's the JFK school, isn't it? Where you learn how to lose elections, as Sonny McDonough used to say. So he really got his money's worth. I'm glad he wants you and me to pay for that. Anyway, before we go back to the student loans, I want to just read you a story. Again, this is one that should be getting more attention. And I think it's mainly grandstanding, but it's still pretty funny. It's like when Ron DeSantis, remember, a few weeks ago, went to Brandon, Florida, to sign all the anti-vax mandates and anti-mask mandate legislation that had just been passed by the Florida legislature. Just to Brandon, Florida, get it? Let's go,
Let's
Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon!
Well, now he's done it again. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has put $8 million in his next year's budget to transport illegal aliens out of Florida. His proposed spending would protect against the harms resulting from illegals. You know, they've been flying in plane loads of illegal aliens, some of whom are criminals. Yeah, everything is free in America. We'll get into more of the crime wave in a little bit here. But the spending may include transportation of illegal aliens located within Florida to other states or the District of Columbia. In yesterday's budget, I put in $8 million for us to be able to transport people illegally out of the state of Florida, he said during a press conference on Friday. The Republican governor listed Delaware, Joe Biden's home state, and Martha's Vineyard, where former President Obama owns a mansion, as potential destinations to relocate the illegal aliens. If you sent illegals to Delaware or Martha's Vineyard or some of these places, that border would be secure the next day. Yeah. You would think that all the illegal aliens coming into the country and the Hispanic vote has gone 20 points plus Republican since this surge of illegal aliens and criminals started coming into the country. You'd think that would convince them, but no, it doesn't, because they think they're going to benefit long term from importing criminal indigents from the third world. But if suddenly they were in their own neighborhoods, their own ritzy neighborhoods, I think DeSantis is right. You would see an end to this border madness that's going on. How many would it take to put on Martha's Vineyard before the border would be shut down? How many, or would you need to just put them in Martha's Vineyard, maybe a few on Nantucket, and the Hamptons? You need to put some in the Hamptons, too. And then I think that would be the end of, the Border Patrol would be back in business, I think.
Don't we run the risk of tipping those islands over?
We're going to have to talk to Hank Johnson, Solon from the peach tree state of Georgia, about that. He's the expert on tipping over islands. 844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to join us. Let's just go back to the phone lines here. Judy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
My husband and I listen to you faithfully every afternoon. But I just wanted to tell you, I'm still paying a mortgage. I'm 70 years old because I refinanced for my son to go to a private school over a state school. Anyways, I want my reparations, and I'm just joking. But
I agree.
He wound up being a psychology major. He did it in 4 years, and now he's in HVAC. So, you know, it's
are you bitter about that, Judy? I mean, do you wish you'd just gone straight into HVAC, or do you say?
Of course. Yeah. I would have saved, like, you know, whatever it was in the day, $60,000. Or whatever. But
yeah.
Yes, he's doing really well, and he's in Iowa, so he's a smart move on his part, you know?
Yeah. So what? Can I ask you what your mortgage payment is now?
It's a free state, too. But I just wanted to get that in.
Okay, what's your mortgage payment, Judy?
Oh, I just refinanced. To get a 3.1. I was at 3.1. I was at a... Just a
interest only loan.
Yeah, or interest only variable.
Oh, variable.
And then I just said, forget it. I don't want to go up to 17%.
You're about in my age range. We remember that 17% interest rate when I was paying as much on a place in Somerville as some of the people I work with were paying on houses in Newton that they'd bought like 7-8 years earlier. I know what you mean, Judy. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242, 617. What about the people who didn't take vacations or drive their cars into the ground and saved money, a.k.a. living responsibly within our means to pay for our kids' colleges without loans? Are we going to be reimbursed for all that we missed out on? Would love to have bought that place in West Palm 15 years ago. I know. It's, you know, again, life is all about choices. And, you know, some people who make bad choices don't get to have their bad choices excused and get the people who didn't make the bad choices to pick up the tab for them. Because everybody in life makes bad choices. So why are some choices forgiven and other choices aren't? That's what it boils down to, I think, ultimately. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things. Number one, you learn from bad choices.
Yes.
So relieving these people of their college debt means they'll never learn that they shouldn't spend money they don't have.
Right.
And right. The other thing is, Howie, I worked for Harvard for 22 years as a staff member there.
Yeah.
There is almost no effort on the part of the university to save money. I mean, I go past building after building that are empty, never used for classes, never used for offices, that are used a few times a year. And you have professors like Elizabeth Warren and her husband pulling in $1 million a year between them with 2 months off in the summer. And
don't forget she got an interest-free loan to buy that mansion that she lives in.
And in addition to that, all the fine dining in the cafeterias
right.
that go on there, there's just no effort on the part of the university to make their tuition, et cetera, lower, because they know that everything's going to be picked up by the federal government somehow.
Right. I remember when Al Gore was running for president, he said that he was going to give everybody who had a kid in college or every kid in college an extra $1,000. And I thought to myself, doesn't he understand? Of course, he did go to Harvard, so maybe he didn't understand it. Shouldn't he have understood that as soon as they give him an extra $1,000, the tuition is just going up $1,000? I mean, how is this going to help anybody if you just give it, if you just keep getting, you're right, you just keep giving more and more money to Harvard. I used to live in an apartment building right off of Harvard University. It was on Prescott Street, and Harvard would come around to these people every once in a while, every few years, and just say, do you want to sell the apartment building? And they'd say, the owners would say, no, we don't want to sell. And they'd say, that's okay, we're going to be here longer than you. You know, eventually, maybe they own the apartment building now. And you know, Steve's right. I mean, it, you know, when the apartment building goes and becomes a dorm, will it really become a dorm, or will it just become some place where they have the sustainability office, the sustainability and diversity building at Harvard University? That's the closer you are to Harvard University, whether it's working for them or living in that part of Cambridge, the less respect you have for them as an institution. And of course, getting to know Elizabeth Warren has a lot to do with that as well. 844-500-4242. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, half a minute, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get this same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Starting December 1st, rates will be $120 a night. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which network benefits most from Chris Wallace's departure, CNN or Fox?
Fox.
90% say Fox.
All right. Okay, I want to read a couple of crime stories. I got a bunch of crime stories to get through. I'll read a couple of every during every segment for the rest of the show. This is a horrible story from Kansas. Kansas police officer's German Shepherd puppy beheaded in targeted attack, police say. A three-month-old puppy belonging to a Kansas police officer was shot and beheaded in what investigators said was a targeted attack because of the owner's career in law enforcement. It was a cute dog. Ranger was its name. It was a black German Shepherd. The officer with the Parsons Police Department was off duty when she reported on December 3rd that her German Shepherd puppy, Ranger, had been killed. Parsons Police Chief Robert Spink said in a statement, "The level of cowardness that would lead someone to kill a little puppy named Ranger is astonishing. It appears Ranger was removed from the backyard by the suspects and taken to another location where he was probably shot in the head. Its head was then sliced off. And then they brought the head and the body back to the police officer's house." How bad is that? 844-500-4242. Trying to let this destroy your faith in the hip-hop community. Compton rapper Slim 400 shot and killed after sharing tribute to Young Dolph, who had just been a hip-hop artist who had just been shot. Fatally shot in California at the age of 33. The shooting occurred hours after the hip-hop artist shared a tribute on Instagram to fellow rapper Young Dolph, who was shot and killed last month while visiting a bakery in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Vincent Coran, was Slim 400's legal name, was shot around 7:50 local time in Inglewood. He had survived an earlier shooting in 2019, and he said that he told TMZ that he felt blessed for surviving. Okay. But before he was killed, the guy that he did the tribute to, Dolph, had been shot earlier in L.A. in September of 2017. And earlier that year, in February, his SUV, which had bulletproof panels, was shot at more than 100 times in Charlotte, North Carolina. That inspired one of Dolph's most popular songs, 100 Shots. There will not be a follow-up after this latest shootout at the bakery. Will not be appearing on any new albums. Is that 100 Shots?
This is 100 Shots.
Stop!
Quite the buildup.
I bring some bamboos up out there, homie, and a cup of ice. And some rubber bands up out there, too, homie. Yeah.
It's very artistic so far.
It's 3 p.m. 80 degrees outside. I'm in something to go real fast sitting outside the corner store. Six-figure car ain't got no business in this area. If it ain't one thing, it's a another. Damn. We trapped together, then that's my brother. I pay her bills and buy designer, but I don't love her. Hey, what you need, little mama? She just play a part when
that's
it's
enough. That's enough. All right, more Cuomo's in the news. You heard about Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Chris Cuomo's producer was arrested. Well, now we have G. Stephen Pidgeon, once a powerful figure in New York, Western New York politics, who flaunted his close ties to Andrew Cuomo, now wears purple orange garb behind bars as an accused child rapist. Another one in the Cuomo circle? His prominence as a kingmaker in Buffalo, Erie County, had ebbed over time, but unraveled 3 years ago when he first pleaded guilty to in state court to bribing a judge, and then later in federal court to making an illegal campaign contribution to Governor Cuomo. Now he is charged with raping a child. He appeared in a Buffalo courtroom last week with his hands cuffed and shackled to a chain around his waist. It is now in custody without bail as he awaits charges on the after pleading guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to the disgraced former governor. Cuomo's in the news. How about illegal aliens in the news? You want an illegal alien story? Alleged serial rapist facing 14 counts left victim with broken leg in ditch for days. This is the Riverside County DA in California. Jose Manuel Garcia, 36, was charged with physically and or sexually assaulting six women in the Coachella Valley area from September 2020 to August of this year. Three of the victims were allegedly strangled to unconsciousness by the illegal alien from Mexico, and in two incidents, the victims were struck by Garcia's pickup truck. Four hospitalized after crash on Chile Avenue in Rochester. This is Rochester, New York. Four separate people were sent to Strong Memorial Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries after two cars crashed at an intersection on Chile Avenue. Why am I reading this story, you ask? Both drivers, this is in Rochester, New York, were cited for unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. Two illegal aliens got into a crash in Rochester, New York? 844-500-4242. I got more stories about unlicensed drivers coming right up. 844-500-4242. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
617 wants to know if Dolph's popular song 100 Shots is a COVID ballad. It may someday be. Did young Dolph's mother have a comment on his passing?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
And how about Compton rapper Slim 400, who was shot after making his tribute to Young Dolph? Did Slim 400's mother have a comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you, thank you. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yo, Howie. Hey, I have another angle on these forgiven loan things, and I'm retired a couple years ago, and next year I will have to have a required minimum distribution for my 401k of about $70,000. Now, that's not money I borrow from somebody whom I'm trying to stiff. That's
right.
Money I've earned by working my whole life. How about
right.
forgiving at least a portion, maybe half of my 401k distribution, and just pay tax on the rest? Or maybe give me all of it back. You know,
How about you get an upgrade to a Roth 401k so you don't have to pay any taxes on it? You're right. Why aren't you being forgiven your 401k taxes? That's a really good point, Bill. I'd forgotten all about that. I'm going to be looking at that down the road sometimes, you know, in the next few years myself.
We're all baby boomers, and that means there are a lot of us, which means we're going to be a lot of votes, and we
right.
could probably pressure Congress into doing something like this.
Right. You know, the key word these days, Bill, is equity. You know, all us boomers are asking for is equity with the stoner generation, right?
Right.
That's all right. You know, when we were kids, marijuana wasn't legal. To buy marijuana, it required a risk. You didn't just have to go down to the local dispensary. You know, we had to carry draft cards.
This sounds like a disgruntled marijuana buyer speaking.
I'm just trying to ad lib. I'm trying to extemporaneously make the pitch for Bill and myself and millions of other baby boomers who are going to have to come up with scratch at some point down the road. I'm glad. Thank you, Bill, for bringing that up. That was an excellent observation. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ted.
Hello there, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just want to follow up on the Judy, the caller that talked about her son that went to college and then ended up at an HVAC. I don't think there is enough of trade schools. If you want to indoctrinate somebody to work as opposed to be a layabout, that's the way to do it. You need to get to these kids in high school. We should have trade schools that are affiliated with the unions. And ultimately, those unions can help pay and play some kind of role other than a political role. And that would be in the education of children, in getting them to a trade.
The problem is, I think you were about to say it. The problem is, though, it's not when you're in high school, it's not cool to say you're going to a trade school. The cool thing, I'm going to UMass Amherst. Yeah, right? Isn't that the cool thing?
But if you incentivize it, what the cool thing is to have a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 job when you leave high school. That's a pretty good.
Yes. And the cool thing is to be able to afford to buy a house rather than paying down your student loans for all these stupid courses you took for the last 4 years after you got out of high school. But most kids, it's hard to explain that to kids, isn't it?
Yeah, but once again, today, you know, with the economy the way that it is and the need for these people, that's what kills me, is that there is such a need for people in the trades. Even just in Boston alone, that having an incentivized way to get people to go to those trade schools. But once again, you have to have investment in it. And there's nobody thinking this way. All they think is to just create these layabout college guys that go to school for 4 years. Some of them don't even produce anything beyond that. And what do you get stuck with? You get stuck with a bill. And so that's what you tell you. If you have your kids and they have their hands and they can use their hands and their minds, the worst that can happen is that they have some kind of skill in their life.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I tried to get my youngest daughter, the mailroom manager and I tried to talk her into going to nursing school, you know, because we thought that would be a perfect job for her. And I mean, it's turned out she wanted to go to liberal arts, get a bachelor's of arts degree. And it's turned out okay. I mean, she had a couple of years when she was just kind of struggling, you know, with a kind of a real entry-level job that she didn't like. It's okay now, but I mean, I think she would have been better off if she'd gone to nursing school. And I think a lot of guys, you know, why waste your time on going to getting some stupid degree in history or political science? I mean, I love history. I love reading history, but you don't have to go to college. You'd be better off going, getting a trade. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, I went to journalism school and I worked at the daily newspaper, so it was kind of like a trade school. You know, I picked up a trade. They call it a profession, but it's really a trade, and it was a trade. It's pretty much gone now, newspapers. But it was a trade. And but you need something that pays the bills, and you know, as Ted said, you end up a layabout, you know, and you can and you see it. If anyone who's got kids in school in the last 10 years has seen this, you go to the college, and they got all these administrators, and all the administrators got these assistants. And they're just kids that have been out of college for one, two years. They got no skills. They're just fetching coffee. They're just making copies. They're just, you know, I don't know what they're doing. But they're just these colleges, and it's all the colleges, not just Harvard, not just Amherst. It's all the colleges are overrun with these administrators. I mean, I just think back at when I was in college, I don't think they knew they were lean, but they just had never overhired. You know, you had a dean for one school and the assistant dean, and then you had professors. You didn't have anybody else. The dean and the assistant dean handled who was going to get the scholarships. Maybe you had, you know, as time went on, you had one person handling student aid, but it's out of control now. It really is. And every time the government comes through with more money, they just the tuition goes up and they hire more of these layabouts. I don't know how else to describe them. 844-500-4242. Here's a couple of more stories about the out of control driving. USC student fatally struck by suspected streetcar racers in L.A. A straight-A college student was fatally struck by a driver suspected of street racing in L.A., cops and distraught relatives said. Arian Raybar, a 21-year-old junior at USC, University of Southern California, majoring in computer science, so he was not a layabout. He was going to end up with a real job. He was set to intern at Facebook. He was getting a sandwich, walked across a marked crosswalk, and he was run down by Ricardo Aguilar, 24, of Los Angeles, and Carlos Valdez Moscoso were behind the wheel of the two cars that struck him. No word on their immigration status. Meanwhile, also in L.A., two other pedestrians, identified as two homeless women, were struck by a Toyota Tacoma in the city's Wilmington sections less than 12 hours after Raybar died. One of the victims died, another was fighting for her life. The driver involved in that crash, Alvaro Beatriz Garcia, was arrested on a charge of vehicular homicide with gross negligence and driving under the influence of alcohol at the time. They never tell you anymore if they have no driver's licenses, because I guess that would damage their self-esteem. It's hard to find it anywhere, in not just in California, but other states as well. They won't tell you anymore if they were driving without a license. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Howie. You know, when I came home from overseas in 71 out of the U.S. Navy, I went and I signed up for a machinist apprenticeship program at Schenectady, New York, at General Electric. And you know what? Half of my salary, my little salary, was $72 a week take home. And half of my salary, Howie, anyways, was paid by the United States government, the Fed, under the Bureau of Trades. That went away. I can't remember when it went, but it disappeared. And the other half was paid by GE. Down the road, I was there for 4 years, and all we did was strike, and I got enough education in my sheepskin to bail out of there and finally retired as a master tool and die maker, you know? Where's the government all this anymore, Howie?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think that there's more to training people to be tradesmen so that they can make goods, products that we can use in the United States than majoring in some stupid liberal arts? And again, I have a good classical, for better lack of a better term, education, and I'm glad I got it. But, I have to make a living too, right, Pete? Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Howie. And the government has failed again miserably. And look where we are now, Howie. We're in the soup.
No, we are. We're in a jam. I mean, we don't have enough truck drivers. No one wants to be a truck driver. I mean, what's wrong with going, getting a CDL, going to trucking school? But nobody wants to do it. They all want to become a part-time drama teacher like Chasten Buttigieg. It's ridiculous. Someone's got to make stuff. Somebody's got to fix the plumbing when the garbage disposal breaks down. Someone's got to work at the power plant so that there's plenty of power for your Tesla. Okay? Thanks for the call, Pete. 844-500-4242. And again, if you need a Christmas present, Let's Go Brandon. We got these great T-shirts. They're available at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
Let's Go Brandon.
And we got a lot of other great stuff. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Get the Let's Go Brandon T-shirt or a Ratman, a Rifleman book, or gift certificates to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. We got all kinds of great stuff. Check it out. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, I was telling you earlier about this this illegal campaign contributor to Andrew Cuomo. He's going to go to prison. No, I think this guy's an American citizen. No, we're back to talking about Cuomo's, Taylor. This guy, Stephen Pigeon is his name. He's charged with molesting rape. Rape. The district attorney says it's rape, not child molestation. That kid is under 11, the one who made illegal campaign contributions to Andrew Cuomo and is now going to prison for that. Now, today, it turns out that Chris Cuomo, the brother's alleged pedophile producer at CNN, they were saying that he was sexually training, quote unquote, young girls as young as 9. Now today, the indictment has been unsealed, and he was bragging to people that he had, quote unquote, trained girls as young as 7. What is it with these Cuomos? Who's hanging out with these people? I mean, what are they, the Epsteins of Albany? What's up with this? 844-500-4242. How sick are these bastards? Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good to talk to you, Howie. How are you tonight?
Good.
Hey, so I'm proud to say I'm a four-year graduate trade school dummy, and proud to be one. And all my friends that graduated with me that stayed in the trades have all done well for themselves. I mean, I'm okay. I'm not on welfare. I'm not getting any EBT or any of that stuff. But I've done okay. And you know, one thing you got to look at is these guidance counselors. You got to look where they came from. A lot of them are products of these schools that never really were able to make it. You know, they went to these colleges, these liberal colleges, and they graduated, you know, with these degrees, and they're pushing these kids the same direction. Now, when my kids graduated from high school, I said, here's the deal. You get 4 years of college. I'll pay for it. Okay, we're going to pay for it. But you're going to go in there, and you're going to take a field that will give you a paycheck better than mine when you get out.
Right.
And fortunately, both of them did that. They both made smart choices. I was not going to pay for anything that had arts, liberal, sociology, political science, or anything in it at all.
I encouraged them along those lines. I didn't make it a sine qua non, you know, when I was going to cut them off if they didn't do it. But I know exactly what you're saying, Jim, and it's worked out for them. I mean, one of them got to be one of them got an education degree, and she's a teacher and a successful teacher and a real teacher, and you know, with special needs kids. And another one works as an assistant. She's in private sector. Both of them, the other two are both in private sector. They're all doing okay. All my kids are doing okay. But I know exactly what you mean. Did you offer to send them to trade school too, Jim? Before, did you give them that option?
Actually, one of them did go to a technical college for 2 years and then went on and finished his degree at a community college, which helped him in his own business that he started and is very successful at. Well, that was a good move for him. And my daughter went on and did the same thing. She's dealing with special needs too, with a master's. And she's done well with that also. She's very, very much into it, is very independent, does well on her own. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, parents need to take a look at where these kids are going to school. I think we have a lack of parents looking down the road to where these kids are going to end up too. You know, and debt forgiveness just, it doesn't go for me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't go for me either. But I mean, it's hard to, you know, when the kid, Dad, you want me to go to trade school? Jimmy's going to BC, and he's going to have a great time, and he's going to learn how to tap a keg, and he's going to learn how to, you know, roll his own joints. You don't have to go to college to learn how to roll a joint, kid. I could tell you that. And if it's too tough to roll a joint, buy a bong. Okay, there's plenty of other things, other ways to go. Thanks for the call, Jim. D, you're next. We're out of time. Sorry, we'll keep talking about this. I didn't know we'd get all this time out of Chasten Buttigieg. Of course, I guess it's the least I can do because I'm paying for his student loans. I'm Howie Carr.